Okay, Simchas Purim to everybody. Sorry it's a little bit later in the day than usual, but Lasos Kedas Hayom, but Shishi of Tetzave obviously features the Korban Tamid, Isakev Esecha, Tasa Baboker, Isakev Esecheni, Tasa Bein Harbayim. Certainly this text is reviewed later on in the Torah, in Parshas Pinchas, as Korban Ilachmi Lishai. And the code of the Aliyah, of course, is Vishachanti Vesoch Bnei Yisrael, Vehayisi Lachem Lelokim, that the original vision outlined in Parshas Truma, the vision of Yasuli Mikdash Vishachanti Bisocham, only really occurs not once you build it, right? It's not if you build it they will come, but actually more precisely, if you build it and you serve me, you do the avoda, Vinikdash Bichvodi, and then Vishachanti Bisoch Bnei Yisrael, Vehayisi Lachem Lelokim. The idea is, it's not sufficient to build it, it's certainly not sufficient to have the right intentions, but Hashras HaShchina depends on Avoda, and actually putting in the time and putting in the effort, and that's, of course, captured most directly by the Korban Tamid, which is the apotheosis of all Avoda. This is particularly true of Shitas HaRambam, who was cited as one mitzvah against the Ramban, with two separate mitzvos. Obviously, they're not ma'akev each other, so the weight of initial evidence, prima facie, appears to be on the side of Ramban. But the Rambam understood, as he did when it came to the Minchas Tamid, the Ketores Tamid, etc., that there was a bookending impact here. And the idea really was that to commit oneself, Allah Hashem Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, those of us who have been learning Masech Tzachim this entire year, Bikiyos have spent a lot of time with that idea of the Aseh Dehashleim, the idea that you start the day in the Mikdash the same way every single day and you conclude it in the same way, that's all part of one mitzvah. It establishes a basic commitment to avoda, and that is the prerequisite for Hashras HaShchina. Hashras HaShchina happens when we're not just, mekabel ol malchus shamayim in the abstract, but we take on the burdens of the avoda. That's Hayara number one. Hayara number two has a special connection to Purim. The essence of the Megillah, of course, is captured in Perek Dalet, Kim Hacharish Hacharishi Bois Hazos, Revach Ve'atzala Yamud Leidim Vakom Acher Ve'atu Ve'savich Toveu Miyodeim Leis Kazos, Higad L'malchus. The idea is basically, in other words, in Chazal's words, Gadol Mitzuva Ve'oseh Mimishenu Mitzuva Ve'oseh, right? You would think it's a little anticlimactic that Mordechai is saying to Esther, look, don't think that you're so special, right? Either way, the Jews are going to be saved, but it's clear that you've been put into this position. You've been given a special tzivoy. This is your tafkid. Now, you can choose. You have, as the Rambam would tell us in Perkei Avichos Tshuva, you have unmitigated v'chira chavshis. So we're not looking for some act of heroism, per se. What we're looking is for you to do your job. Umi yodeya, right? That was a rhetorical question. In leis kazos, higad l'malchus, gadol mitzuva, in this case, ve'osa. This is what God put you there to do, and this is what you need to do. In the Hakdamah to the Ein Yaakov, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal would always quote this. Rav Paltigon is cited as saying, and that in addition to the Shita of Rav Akiva, V'haftal Re'echa Kamochan Ben Azai, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, B'yom Bero Lekim Adam, B'tim Usa Lekim Asau, so there's a third Shita, that the Kal Gadol Batar is Zakev Esecha Tasev Aboker, V'Zakev Esecheni, And on this day of, Kivayachal Musaf and Kilchas, not literally a carbon Musaf, but certainly a Zman in its own right, it's in Sefer Zmanim, it's important to reflect on what Tamidim Kisidron is really about. What Tamidim Kisidron, what the carbon Tamid, what is Kevasachal Tasa Baboker, Visa Kevasasheni Tasa Ben Harbaim represents, is precisely this idea of Gadol Mitzuva Veosa. Mimisha Eno Mitzuva Viosa, the heart of Yadus, this is also reflected in the Din of Tadir, always coming first, is the idea of Avoda, is the idea of service and consistency in that service. And we know of no greater distinction, we know of no higher honor than to serve, not for any external consideration, but to serve for service's sake. Ha'oved me ahava, right? That is a person who's defined by Shalo almanas lekabel pras, not just almanas shalo lekabel pras, but shalo almanas lekabel pras, without any attempt for or aspiration towards recompense, but rather service for its own sake. And when a person is able to do that day in and day out, day in and day out, right, that reflects a mentality of, I am here to serve. I recognize, Lichtenstein used to like to quote also in the name of F.H. Bradley, my station and its duties. Some of those are klali, some of those apply to everybody. Some of those are prati, as was the case for Esther. But the point is, I'm constantly asking myself the question, what does Hashem want from me right now? And I look to discharge it. And a person who can do that, day in and day out on a consistent basis, as a keves echad tasev aboker, v'isa keves hasheni tasev bein harbayim, even as life brings great storms and challenges, and there's much tempest on the outside, the person who maintains that inner equilibrium, and is able to tune everything out that's not absolutely essential to these purposes of Avodas Hashem, that is the source of our admiration. To that person we direct, and to that person we ascribe noble sentiments. And so that's really the idea. Esther came to the understanding that this is what she was placed here to do. This was her tzivoy, gadol mitzuva ve'osa. That was Mordechai's point. So the Jews will be saved by somebody else if you don't do your job, right? There's a bris krusa lahem ve'afgam zos v'yosam eretz oyveyem, such as in Paras or Bavel or Madai, ve'afgam zos v'yosam eretz oyveyem lo ma'astim lo galtim l'chalosam l'afer berisi itam ki ani Hashem Elokehem. So the Jewish people are going to be okay. The question is, will you do your job? Abstracting it out from Esther, every single day, when we start with the Korban Tamid, when we complete it with the Korban Tamid, especially according to the Shita of the Rambam, this is one integrated mitzvah. What we're really doing is reflecting the idea that our self-perception is as Ovdei Hashem. And as we said at the very beginning, you know, V'asi l'mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, it's not just the Asiyas HaMikdash, but it's not an accident that it follows the Parsha of the Korban Tamid. You can't just build it, but you have to demonstrate Avoda, and you have to demonstrate the willingness for consistent avoda, and then at that point we can say v'shachanti v'soch b'nei Yisrael v'hayisi lohem leilokim.